yesterday. All my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as
though. Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, a development. We had predicted this in an earlier shows. It's starting to happen. Kevin McCarthy is now getting serious backlash from far-right Trump supporters in the Republican caucus in the House, and also mainstream people like Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger and others, pushing back against the possibility that he would become Speaker of the House if the Republicans took over the House in the 2022 elections. What does all that mean? Let's unpack that. It's very, very important. Right now, the Democrats have a margin of 8 votes over the Republicans in the House, 220 to 212. You can say, but Matt, that only adds up to 432 and there are 435 House members. Well, that's true. There are 3 seats out there that are unfilled through death or whatever. One of them in Florida. It's a Democratic seat. Elsie Hastings died. And that sneaky Ron DeSantis won't schedule an election for his successor. Because he knows that what's going to happen is another Democrat. So he's exercising, in effect, a pocket veto on putting another Democrat in there. Very sneaky and wrong. Very sneaky and wrong. But anyway, the Dems still have 220 to 212 margin. That's 8. But they can only afford to lose 3 of those votes. If they lose 4 and the vote is 216 to 216, it's a tie. Nancy Pelosi can come in and break the tie, but that's getting pretty dicey. And if they lose 5 votes, then it's very, very serious. And some people are starting to act up and go, at least one congresswoman saying she's not going to vote for the $3.5 trillion package for the soft infrastructure without text in it. No, in other words, not just send it as kind of a jacket of a bill. That's a procedural thing. I don't want to get in the weeds on this, but basically some of them are kicking up their heels. Nancy's going to have to really do a job. But what happens if the Republicans take back the House in 2022? I don't think they will. They shouldn't. But if they did, how would they do it? And what would they do with the speakership? Well, how they would do it is, first of all, in this last census, Texas picked up seats, Florida picked up seats. They control redistricting down there. California lost a seat, Illinois lost a seat. I think New York barely hung on. But basically, there were blue seats lost in the north and red seats added in the south in gerrymandered states where the Republicans control everything, like Florida and Texas, where they control the governorship, they control the state senate, they control the Supreme Court, and they control the assembly. Very, very easy for them to gin up some kind of a redistricting. Plus, they're being given a couple of new seats anyway. And then just make up the 4 or 5 seats right in those states. Then you throw in historically, the party that has the presidency in the first off-year election, in other words, 2 years after that, loses an average of a lot of seats. Some people say as many as 30 seats. So it's possible. It's possible, and with all the controversy over Afghanistan and everything, it's possible that the Republicans end up getting a majority, and then they vote for Speaker. Kevin McCarthy strutting around going, well, that would be me, I'm going to be the Speaker. And there's a lot of them now are saying, wrong, and they're hitting him from both sides. Why are they hitting him from both sides? Well, it's easy to see why the moderates are hitting him, why the ones that don't buy into the Trump lie, that don't buy into the idea of the big lie that there was a fraud in the 2020 election. And I'm not just talking about Adam Kinzinger, and I'm not just talking about Liz Cheney, but there are other people who are more moderate. Remember something, 10 people voted to impeach Donald Trump, who are Republicans. And not only that, 35 people voted in the House for the bipartisan January 6th commission, 35 Republicans. So there are people who will not vote for Kevin McCarthy because he sucks up to Trump, flies to Mar-a-Lago and kneels down and licks Trump's boots. It's very disgusting, quite frankly, disgusting aesthetically, disgusting as a policy matter. They're not going to vote for him. But then it turns out a lot of the Freedom Caucus won't do it. The right-wing nut jobs, you know, the Gateses, Lauren Boebert, if she gets reelected, hopefully she won't. This assumes these people all get reelected in 2022. But it is not the old caucus that votes. It's the new one, the incoming one. But if they pick up seats, and then you have this this QAnon caucus, Republican Party has really become increasingly a QAnon party, conspiracy party. They don't want him either. And then what's going to happen is there's going to be a fight between the so-called moderates and the QAnon right, the Freedom Caucus right, the right-wing nut job right, all of them, to who they're going to put up. And it ain't going to be Kevin McCarthy. And Kevin McCarthy is crying in his beer going, wait a minute. And they go, look, back after January 6th, you're the guy that said that Trump was responsible for the violence and the thuggery. You came right out and said that. So did Moscow Mitch. Moscow Mitch went further and said that Trump should be criminally prosecuted for it. And then he backed off and he snuck around, denied he said it. Kevin McCarthy is now sneaking around because he looked at the polls. Trump's still popular in the Republican Party. Relatively, a lot of people don't like him in the Republican Party, but he has a plurality, not a majority, but it's not ranked choice voting. And then he goes down, McCarthy pays a pilgrimage to Mar-a-Lago and goes in and sucks up to Trump. Just absolutely disgusting. Kind of the way Trump sucked up to Vladimir Putin, betrayed NATO, betrayed our allies in Europe, betrayed our allies in Asia. That's Trump. That's McCarthy. He'll betray anybody so he can get in and wield that big gavel. Remember, he's the guy that said he holds the gavel and he goes, it sure would be tempting to hit Nancy Pelosi with this, an 80-year-old woman, right? Looks like she weighs 90 pounds. You're going to whap her with an oversized gavel? He was giving it some kind of fundraiser. Thinks that's funny? Well, they're getting pretty tired of him. I'm getting very tired of him. I got tired of him a long time ago. But they're getting very tired of him, monstrously tired of him. And he's desperate. You look at his sneaky eyes, and he's very, very worried because he wanted to be speaker. Because the Speaker of the House is an historical figure. They'll write biographies of him, you know, 100 years from now. You know, people talk about the Speaker back Sam Rayburn back in the 50s, Tip O'Neill in the 80s. I mean, these are historical figures, people back in the 19th century. But none of them were hacks, the way this guy is a hack. None of them would go flip 180, go, a guy's a criminal. No, he's not a criminal. I worship him and lick his shoes. I mean, that's very sad and disgusting, quite frankly. He would have been better off if he'd had character. Stick with it and say, yeah, Trump is bad news. I don't want him as president again, and I'm going to run a tight ship here and really go after everybody. He would have been better off, but that would have required a lot of character. So now what is he doing? To save his worthless skin, he brought an action, or he's going to bring an action, asking the U.S. Supreme Court to overturn the House proxy voting system. That was one during COVID where you could vote remotely and people still use it. What's wrong with that? Nothing wrong with that. It ensures everybody can vote without coming back to Washington. And fake lawsuit, Supreme Court's not going to overturn that. The lower court said they have no authority over House votes. This idiot is trying to go, I'm woke on the right. I'm woke on the right. It ain't going to work. Guys, bad news, very bad news. We're going to break. Line's still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Oh, I believe.